And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap with a tour special. And obviously, we're all still absolutely thrilled for the news on Friday that Mo Salah has signed a new contract. He signed a new 3-year deal, which keeps us all watching Mo Salah, one of the greatest players ever to play for Liverpool, for that little bit longer. This morning, James Pearce has wrote something really excellent in The Athletic, sort of detailing a little bit more about the saga, if you like, and how it's got to this point. But obviously, you know, fantastic ending for all Liverpool fans. So very kindly, James Pearce from The Athletic has come on to talk about that article and a few other things jumping off. So James, thanks for joining us on a busy Monday afternoon.
No worries, Gibbo. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. I think we're all still smiling from the news on Friday. And, you know, a bolt out the blue, first of all, because, you know, it was all looking a little bit like he might go on a free next summer. You know, I think the players were sort of thinking that as well a little bit, that one more year in Melbourne, then he's sort of going to go off. But all of a sudden, Sonny Mykonos, maybe it was a change of scenery for him, helped, I don't know.
Yeah, first of all, just perfect boost, wasn't it? Just a couple of days before the squad start to reassemble at Kirby for the start of pre-season. You know, I think probably going into the summer after the end of last season, you know, we knew that this was absolute crunch time in terms of sorting out Salah's future. Because I think, you know, history shows that once a player gets, you know, into that last year of his deal, and, you know, and suddenly, you know, if it had rumbled on into August, September, then you're in a position where you're only like 3 months away from being able to sign a pre-contract agreement with a club overseas. And then you've got, you know, the temptation of huge signing on fees when you're an elite player like Mo Salah, potentially up as a free agent. So I think, you know, if it was going to happen, it had to happen before the start of the season. And, you know, FSG have been decisive in terms of upping their offer to him. And I think, you know, a few compromises on both sides. And, you know, and it was all smiles in the end. But yeah, it was a, you know, a long old saga that, you know, was that dragged on and on and was acrimonious at times. But, you know, I think in the end, everyone got what they wanted. You know, Mo Salah has got the contract that he feels recognizes his status as one of the greatest footballers in the world. And Liverpool get to keep their most prolific, you know, goal scorer for the best years of his career, because, you know, I do agree with Klopp that I still think, as good as Salah has been, I still think, you know, the best is yet to come. You know, he's such a supreme athlete. I never saw it as a big risk, you know, this idea of, you know, wanting to, you know, was it a danger at all of committing big sums of cash to someone in their early 30s? I just, you know, I think you only have to look at how durable he is and his availability record to show you, and, you know, the numbers that he keeps on registering goals and assists year after year, that, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer, and just delighted that they've managed to come to this agreement.